Hi, everyone. This is Artie Wu, and I want to welcome you to our weekly public talk. In this week's talk, I want to go a little deeper into the state of meditation known as the ocean of bliss. And the ocean of bliss is the state of blissfulness, profound, expansive peace and well-being, intensely pleasurable, which you experience typically in meditation after you have been able to take your chattering, anxious, clenching mind and put it aside for an extended period of time. And what happens at this point is that one typically experiences the ocean of bliss hitting you, engulfing you, like, you know, like a warm wave coming up from within you and washing over everything. It's a pretty well documented phenomenon, and you know, it's a normal expected part of regular meditation practice if you're doing it properly and you get reasonably good at it. And the more advanced your skill becomes, the deeper into the ocean you'll be able to go, and the longer you'll be able to stay down there. Now, as most of you know, I cover the ocean of bliss and how to get there in quite a bit of detail in the free public course I offer online. And if you're interested in that, just head over to presidemeditation.com, sign in, and you can currently still access all of those sessions. But what I want to touch on today is actually how you can access the ocean of bliss even when you are not meditating. In other words, even when you're not, you know, sitting down or lying down in a dedicated meditation session. Because we've been talking a lot about 0-minute meditation lately, you know, how to meditate even when you're not sitting down to meditate, and rather meditate in the background, in the middle of your day, even when you're doing other things, right? That's 0-minute meditation. And one student asked, well, you know, is this kind of a meditation light, right? Like a light version of meditation? And how far can you really go with this approach? Right? I mean, can you attain the ocean of bliss? Can you attain enlightenment? In other words, how far can it take you? And this is a great, very valid question. And I think it's super interesting. And the quick answer is that 0-minute meditation can absolutely lead you to the ocean of bliss as your skill improves and your preside muscle, your meditation muscle, gets stronger with use. It can absolutely take you as far as you care to go, right? And it makes sense. I mean, that one might doubt this in the beginning because a method like 0-minute can seem like it's lightweight because it seems easy, right? You don't have to take time out. You don't have to stop what you're doing. You don't have to sacrifice other things and make a big effort. Well, to our modern sensibilities and ideals around, you know, work ethic, well, I mean, you know, it must be lightweight because you don't have to sacrifice, right? What's wrong with this picture? It's too good to be true. But from my experience with the students I've trained, this is actually not quite right, right? 0-minute meditation, if you learn it properly, is actually potentially more effective than classical meditation, right? When you're sitting for 20 minutes once or twice a day or several times a week. I mean, ideally you do both, right? But in terms of just starting out, 0-minute actually has some very interesting advantages that recommend it to, you know, someone in our situation, right? Because what I find is that most people tend to try and compartmentalize their meditation practice, especially when they're just starting out. Right. And what I mean by this is, you know, so I'll have a crazy, hectic life during the day and night, right? And but for this one 20-minute period, right, per day or per week, I will completely ignore the tempo of the other 99% of my life and attempt through what is basically brute force to bring the speed of my chattering mind from, you know, 100 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour, stop it on a dime, and oh, but only for these 20 minutes, right? The rest of my life is still going to be nuts. And, you know, surprise, surprise, it doesn't work like that, right? And it's because of this approach that most people who try to meditate are not able to sustain a regular practice for more than a few weeks or even a few months. And, you know, then they quit and they feel guilty and think that meditation, you know, it's not for me and maybe I just stink at meditation. And this is a terrible outcome because it's not true. And it cuts you off from this entire part of yourself that remains unrealized. And on top of that, I mean, even for the people who are able to meditate for months or even years, right, doing the classical way, I find that, you know, many of these folks are doing a great job, but there are just as many of these folks who are kind of doing it out of an iron will of discipline, right, to force themselves to meditate because they think it's good for you, right? And it is good for you, but when you do it because it's good for you and you force yourself to do it, it of course means you're clenching and you're not relaxing and releasing. And as a result, the quality of the meditation itself ends up being pretty poor. So in some of these cases, they end up realizing their worst fears in the first place, which is that their meditation is kind of a waste of time. Right? So what's the solution to this? So I used to think that the techniques for letting you meditate in the midst of activity, in the middle of a regular day, right? In other words, 0-minute meditation, were more advanced techniques reserved for the advanced students who had already developed their skill in classical meditation practices. And then the 0-minute methods would be the ones that helped you take that meditation feeling from, you know, the practice session into your everyday life. And while I still believe this, and I think this is true still on many levels, you know, after having taught, you know, something like 7,000 or 8,000 students how to meditate through Preside Meditation, I've realized that in many cases, going directly to these advanced techniques is really the only thing that's going to work for many people. So, you know, that's what I've started to do. Because what these exercises end up doing is that they help you to, well, first of all, it's very difficult to compartmentalize your meditation practice when what I tell you to do is to do these exercises all throughout the course of your regular day. And what they end up doing is they end up helping you to moderate the velocity of your mental chatter in a more gentle manner all throughout the day. In other words, you used to try to go from 100 miles an hour to zero in just 5 minutes, right? Stop on a dime. Well, with 0-minute meditation, it's more like you're bringing your average daily speed from 100 down to 75 or 80, and then just bringing the overall average lower and lower over time. And there's no rush, right? And what happens with lower chatter is that your mind clears, you are less anxious, and your productivity improves, right? You just get more stuff done, right? Because you're just relaxed and in the zone all day long. And obviously, over time, you become more contented. You're slower to anger. You're quicker to forgive. You're less reactive, right? And you tend more toward taking the long view on things. And even the people around you benefit because you have these deep emotional pools, reserves that, you know, other people end up drawing on. And you're happy to give it because you know how to replenish them all the time, right? And with regard to the ocean of bliss, there's a bunch of technique associated with this, but long story short, there is a path of development where eventually you will hit the ocean of bliss, even in the middle of your regular day, or rather, it's more like the ocean of bliss will hit you. And that is actually a major, major milestone of your development as a meditator. Because with 0-minute, the line between meditation and non-meditation is already pretty blurry, right? As it should be, because there is no line in reality. But when you hit the ocean of bliss outside of meditation, you will have the firsthand experience that there is no line. And your whole life will be infused with bliss, no matter what you are doing. And you will become free. So is 0-minute meditation seemingly easier? Yeah, it is. But can it take you all the way? Yes, absolutely. And in fact, could it be an even better fit for you versus classical meditation? Yes, I think in many cases, especially if you're a Western educated thinker and a busy professional in modern life, yes, absolutely. I think that in many cases, it will be a better fit because you'll actually do it and it'll work just as well when you know it's properly done. All right, so I hope that helps. And if you're interested in 0-minute, just shoot me an email. Our current study group, unfortunately, is full, but we will definitely schedule another group after this one is complete. And my email is ardie@presidemeditation.com. And thanks so much. Please keep the questions coming. Have a great week, and I'll see you again next week.